Ooh, Doctor Notorious, for when I hear from you, it's glorious. Ooh, Doctor Notorious, every time I hear your voice, I just, ooh, stand up and shout. Know what I'm saying? Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. You know what I'm saying? My man with the tarot cards always playing so hard. The Notorious Jokecast himself, the creator, the non-line masturbator, the number one player hater. Ain't never been that, though. I just want to say thank you. That was a truly beautiful message, even though I just listened to it now and just got it. Good morning. I'm starting my day off tomorrow and everyone's day off on the Friday, the Freestyle Friday, with that. Because my friend, you're always coming at me with the best vibes. I love you. I hope everything's going well. I hope you're having a phenomenal Thursday right now. I know you just made my dinner and day a whole lot better with that message. So thank you, Doctor, as always. Bang, bang.
And now, the magical, mystical madness awakens. Dr. Notorious is here, flying the mothership joke cast into your brainwaves.
Red leather, yellow leather. Lion face, lemon face, ooh. Lion face, lemon face, ooh. Good morning, podcast universe. Happy Father's Day. It's Dr. Notorious on the Notorious Jokecast. Coming at ya from the mothership. With my friends, my trusty sidekick, my computer.
Good morning, Dr. Notorious.
And then the wise and powerful disembodied voice of Merlin.
Good morning, Podcast Universe.
Good morrow to you all. Blessings be upon thee. So, get a sip of my Father's Day coffee out of my I Love Dad Father's Day mug with pictures of my little baby on there and me. Oh, so cute. He's still sleeping. I'll let him and mommy sleep in a little more and then get up and celebrate me and my accomplishments. So, Podcast Universe, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you to my friends. Thank you to my listeners. It's been a crazy week. I think I've had more people tune in, listen in than ever before. I've appeared way up there on the top comedy podcasts of iTunes. I've even appeared in the actual like top 200 of all podcasts, which is fucking amazing. I've been up there on Anchor, my provider, and just thank you. I mean, my episodes have been breaking records. I've been getting so many plays per episode. And then overall, I've just been getting a lot more people tuning in. And thank you, thank you. Steamboat 1313, they gave me my first one-star review. Thank you. Those are real reviews, dog. Some of them are my friends and family, but, yeah. Goodbye. You said you didn't want to live in this world, so I hope you find a world that, you're less angry in, that you can find humor in. And that you can understand that not every podcast out there is not some rich and famous Hollywood person. Some of us are doing this on a laptop in our basement. Or some of us on Anchor. It's an app. We're doing it on our phones. And so, yeah.
Fuck you from the mothership.
Fuck you.
Seriously, angry little troll.
I'm not going to curse you or anything. I really could.
I will. Because
it's Father's Day. You might be a dad. Because my curses
Horned
are...
Toads,
horrible.
Eyes,
they fuck people up.
Feel
but I don't do dark magic anymore.
To the size
I'm a good wizard. And that's, you know, kind of what I want to come on and talk about today. Is, yeah, we're still going to be here. Dr. Notorious and the Notorious Jokecast. But, yeah, I think I'm going to take all the magic, all the wizardry. And I'm not thinking about it. I'm going to do it. Coming this Thursday, look for Wizard Quest. With Wizard Kenrick.
And me.
It's going to be cool. So we're going to take all the magic, the tarot, all the magic that I do behind the scenes. Because I really do. I'm a practicing wizard. And all the magic that I do behind the scenes, I'm going to bring it out into the public. I am coming out of the cupboard, you could say. I'm going to bring the magic that I've always had, but then new magic that I'm developing. And this new thought process that I have, thanks to people like Devin Pearson, and then all the stuff that I've been doing with all my friends and family, and especially here on the podcast, it's just, it's magical. And I've come up with, you know, not come up with, but I've studied, you know, the old Wiccan, tarot, out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming, alchemy. And then I've read so many novels, fantasy, nonfiction, Joseph Campbell. You know, it's all in there. I'm a genius. And, you know, wizards are usually extremely intelligent or extremely creative people. So this is going to be an interesting journey. I'm really excited about it. So the joke cast isn't going to be like as daily as it used to be. I mean, I'm going to throw stuff up there. I'm going to hang with my homies. I ain't leaving anyone behind. Spidey Heck, Matty Moe, Mr. Turetsky, Lil Extreme. I ain't going anywhere. Dr. Notorious is still here. But then, you know, Merlin and the Wizard Kenrick, they're going to start appearing this Thursday on the solstice. Very powerful time for us magic users, and especially us druids. This is kind of like our New Year's Eve, Christmas, everything rolled into one. So stay tuned. This Thursday, Notorious Joke Cast, newest production, Wizard Quest.
Let's get to it then. Come on, let's do some magic, dude.
All right. Well, I'm going to enjoy my Father's Day, throw up some tunes, little song for mead from the ancient Welsh poet Taliesin, my bard spirit, kind of the, as famous as Arthur, but in his own time, but no one really knows of him now. But we'll be reading some of him and throwing up some tunes, and if anyone calls in, says hey on Father's Day, we'll throw that up too, man. It's just Sunday, fun day, Father's Day, magic day. Enjoy yourself, podcast universe. Dr. Notorious out.
I will adore the ruler, chief of peace in every place, him that supports the heaven, lord of everything, him that made the water for everyone good, him that made every gift and prospers it. May Magwin of Mona be affected with mead and affect us. From the foaming mead horns with the choicest pure liquor, which the bees collect and do not enjoy, mead distilled sparkling, its praise is everywhere. The multitude of creatures which the earth nourishes, God made for man to enrich him. Some fierce, some mute, he enjoys them. Some wild, some tame, the Lord makes them. Their coverings become clothing, for food, for drink, till doom will they continue. I will implore the ruler, sovereign of the country of peace, to liberate Elphin from banishment, the man who gave me wine and ale and mead, and the great princely steeds, beautiful their appearance. May he yet give me bounty to the end. By the will of God, he will give an honor 500 festivals in the way of peace. Elphinian Knight of Mead, late be thy time of rest.
Here's a little bonus track for y'all, a little sketch me and G did of Hey Buddy podcast and his own stand-up shit. Check him out. G-Fed, my man, Gio Federicchio, or whatever the fuck you call yourself nowadays. All right, this is me as Donald Trump and him as my Secretary of Defense, Steven Seagal. Enjoy the madness, podcast universe.
Yo, this is G on the Yeah Dummy podcast, and I'm here in the White House. Y'all got to be quiet because I am a fly on the wall listening to Donald Trump and his Secretary of Defense, Steven Seagal.
Where's my Coke? I pressed the red button. There it is.
Donald.
Thank you. Thank you. What's next in my schedule? It says my new Secretary of Defense that I appointed because he is brilliant and he's beautiful and he does beautiful work and he's been married to beautiful women. I pardoned him of anything he could have been accused of. Steven Seagal, my new Secretary of Defense.
Donald. Namaste, Donald. Namaste.
Name your tune. Name your tune as well, Mr. Seagal. Thank you. I love my Coke. Love my Coke.
Donald, as you know, we're in trouble.
What's the problem? What's the problem? I told you to build a strong military. Like G.I. Joe. And you told me you could build G.I. Joe.
Donald, I can do anything I put my mind to. I've been raising dogs for 47 years. I've been doing karate for 87 years. I can do anything you want me to do. But there is a problem. These North Koreans, they're like the Cobra Commander. They're tough. They're tough, sir. I just wanted your opinion on what we should do.
G.I. Joe. Build G.I. Joe.
Well, Donald,
Duke,
you see there's a problem.
Scarlet.
There's a problem with that, Donald.
What's the problem?
Well, Toys R Us is almost out of business, and I couldn't find the G.I. Joes you were looking for. Please, Donald. Don't hit me, Donald.
I'm not gonna hit you. I'm not gonna hit you.
Now listen, if you want, Donald.
Can you get me pizza with little tiny pizzas on it?
I could, but it would probably be gone by the time it got to your office.
Cause you're fat. You're fat. Get your fat ass out of my office.
Donald.
Get your fat ass out of my office.
I can teach you karate. Please.
I know fucking judo. I get private lessons from fucking my friend Putin. Get the fuck out of my office.
All right, Todd,
he's going to be here in 5 minutes through the secret tunnel. Get the fuck out of here.
Fine, Donald. I'm going to go sexually harass some co-stars.
That's fine. You know the rules. It's all the locker room until Sarah goes out in front of everyone. So go. Have fun.
Fine. Racquetball Tuesday.
Racquetball. Yeah. Golf Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, once again, I'm sorry, and goodbye.
That's okay. Okay. I love you, Steven.
I love you too, Donald.
Hail to the thief, cause you know he doesn't get none. Hail to the thief, cause he's a big fat jerk and stuff. Hail to the thief, cause he sucks a lot and we hate him. Hail to the thief, he's illegitimate probably. All right. Happy Father's Day. Have a good end to this week, start to next. Happy Sunday. Dr. Notorious out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.